WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree. And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are...
And it is awesome!
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire!
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host...
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker, 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 Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell what the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to be Prime Gaming Sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lindsay Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. We have a video game to talk about because it's WWE 2K25 week, because it releases tomorrow. We're actually in 2 hours worldwide, so we get to talk about it tonight.
Woohoo! Because somebody got to play it.
I've been playing it for the last 6 days.
Straight. He hasn't slept yet.
We've hit the lab, as the kids say. So, we put the hashtag time in.
Do you have all the achievements yet?
Hell no.
What have you been doing for the last 6 days?
Evaluating the entire game. There's tons and tons of achievements. I don't even know how many I've done. Probably look on my phone and figure it out.
Get on it.
Well, anyway, you can tweet us at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward, call it WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, twitch.tv/SimTierLive to interact with us live, because we got some stuff to talk about.
We do. We're going to jump right into the news, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And there's more WrestleMania news, guys. I know it's the season and that's all we're going to be talking about for a while, but WWE's making some moves out in Vegas. They've partnered up with the Fontainebleau in Las Vegas, which is the official host of WrestleMania 41 and the newest luxury hotel to debut on the Strip. The WWE Hall of Fame will be held there on Friday, April 18th at 10 p.m. Pacific time.
State-of-the-art.
Pacific time. So that'll be 9 mountain. At the resort's state-of-the-art 90,000 square foot Blue Live Theater as part of WrestleMania weekend. They are giving everybody 2 hours, two, from the end of SmackDown to get to the Fontainebleau if you want to attend both SmackDown and the Hall of Fame, which personally I respect. It's going to be tough for everybody that has to be awake early on Saturday or has to go do the blocking or whatever Friday night. But, you know, in terms of anybody that wants to go to the Hall of Fame, they're giving them plenty of time to go home or go back to the hotel, change, and get over there. Because I don't know if anybody here has been to Vegas, but traffic on the Strip is atrocious. And I'm not sure where the Fontainebleau is on the Strip.
You can Google that. That will bring up a couple of things. One, tickets go on sale officially tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern. The pre-sale is currently on sale at Ticketmaster.com. As the official hotel and the resort to be, they're offering WWE fans up to 30% off of room rates for new and existing reward members. The best guaranteed rate at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas during WrestleMania 41. More details can be found online. Additional WWE events taking place at the Fontainebleau Las Vegas will be announced in the coming weeks, so you're going to get more stuff there as well. There's also on-location experiences where you can get meet-and-greet autograph personal photo ops with Triple H and Lex Luger currently at the low end of $8,500 to high end of $9,500.
Oh, is that all? Ooh, let's get two.
For the low end at $8,500 for the Triple H and Lex Luger photo op premium gift priority pass entrance is row 2 to 3 seating, and the front row camera side seating is the $99.50 thing. Or you could just get the premium balcony and lounge seating and all inclusive beverages with dedicated servers throughout the show. It's only $2,500 for the on location. Only $2,500 per person.
And for the record, the Fontainebleau is on the north end of the Strip. I'm not sure where SmackDown is being held.
We can find that out in 2 seconds, probably. WWE SmackDown.
Is this say it's history to like Google on the show?
It is at the T-Mobile Arena. That's where SmackDown, Raw, and NXT will be taking place at.
Okay. Google Maps, don't fail me now. Where is it?
She's looking. She's trying to figure it out. I'm looking. To answer one of the other questions, that we're at 13 out of 65 achievements in WWE 2K25. Okay, yeah.
You're
going to
need... You're 13 out of 65?
Yeah.
Okay, so just for logistics, in case anybody's going that's within the sound of our voices, the T-Mobile Arena is on the south end of the Strip by the airport, and the Fontainebleau is on the north end of the Strip up by, like, the Stratosphere and Circus and up there. So, yeah, you're probably going to need 2 hours to get there if you leave.
I don't think most people are going to make both. I'm just going to call it a hunch. I don't think there's going to be enough time or money to make
probably
both.
Not.
I'm just going to, it's going to be realistic on that.
But people
one.
Are going to try. So just as a timing thing, you're going to need all 2 hours.
So on Raw, they announced it at 9 p.m. Pacific. Ticketmaster says 9:30, which means like when you can get in, and it's probably, you know, all the things.
Yeah.
So I think Raw had the wrong date and the wrong time, because I don't think anyone, even production, is going to make it there in an hour.
Mm-mm. Unless they have people already there.
I mean, like Hunter, because he's going to be at SmackDown. That was more the...
Hunter will probably leave early.
You never know. But
if Hunter's at SmackDown at all.
And it's WrestleMania. He'll be there. I also think... 9 to 9 p.m. time is probably the red carpet.
Probably.
One would assume on details.
I'm just going to state this for the record. I'm not watching this live. No,
I'm going to watch it. This is a get up and watch in the morning event.
Because that's like midnight for East Coast. And it's like, you know what?
No, that's 1 a.m.
All right. Goddamn time changes.
it's not time changes. It's just time zone. It's 1 a.m.
Oh, that's right. Mountains 3 hours.
This is Pacific, not mountain. Ugh. Vegas is Pacific.
No, Vegas is mountain. Isn't it?
They're listing as Pacific time for a reason. So,
no, I know what it is. Vegas, I think, is like Brent. I don't think Vegas recognizes daylight savings.
I don't know. But anyway,
I don't think Nevada recognizes it.
It's 10 p.m. Pacific. Speaking of, Lex Luger, as we mentioned, will be part of the Hall of Fame as well.
Bring it all back around off the tangent and like bring it back. But yeah, congratulations to him. Very well deserved. You can also check out stuff that he's doing with DDP. He's going through the DDP yoga program to sort of like recover his body.
He's trying to be able to walk again, and they started to. And he's hoping to have Sting and DDP up there with him,
which I think is just absolutely wonderful.
Yeah,
that
one's on Tony Khan, so we'll see if he grants the favor.
Sting can't appear
because it's a televised event and he's under AEW contract.
I thought it was like a legend.
It's still, he has to fit. It's one of those. I think he'll approve it, but it's one of those he's going to have to approve it legally type things. Because he's done that before,
I'm sure Steve will just look at him and be like, I'm going. And Tony will be like, okay, whatever you want, sure. But in seriousness, congratulations to Lex. I hope he continues his physical recovery. I hope he can achieve his goal. Like, honestly, if there's anybody that deserves a special reward for all the good work that they have done on behalf of the wrestling business, it's TDP. Like, when you think of the amount of people in the business that he's helped with all kinds of issues and troubles and problems, whether they be physical or mental, like he deserves some kind of like special recognition.
Yeah, he's done a great job
for all that he's done, because man's out there saving lives. So good for him. And former guest of the show.
Speaking of
another former guest of this show, Natalia is set to publish her memoir called The Last Heart Beating. It's coming out October 20th, 2025. So congratulations to her. That should be a good read.
That should be a fun read for her. And congrats.
The episodes of Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and WWE Premium live events will be available on Netflix in the country of India beginning April 1st.
That's a big market.
That's a huge market. So good for them. WWE, the Tampa Bay Sports Commission, the Vinix Sports Group, announced a Memorial Day weekend takeover of the Yuengling Center in Tampa, Florida, with four consecutive events beginning Saturday, May 24th. WWE will bring Saturday night's main event on the 24th, Battleground on the 25th, Raw on the 26th, and NXT on the 27th, all at the Yuengling Center. Tickets to be on sale soon-ish.
And it's guaranteed that on Saturday, May 24th, at Saturday night's main event, the one and only John Cena will be in attendance.
Does he still live in Tampa? Or did he move out to California?
I have no idea. But he will be on that event. I assume he lives everywhere.
He probably still has a house there.
He has a house everywhere. He can afford multiple houses.
Hey, John, you want to help me pay for mine? I just need a little bit. I mean, you'll barely miss it. It's fine. Just enough to pay it off and fix it up a little bit. You know, it's just a little bit.
It's just a little bit of those things.
Yeah, you're good for it. Moving on to AEW, during the weekend of March 22nd and 23rd, AEW Collision will be airing 2 one-hour episodes. The TNT schedule lists that AEW will present Collision episodes on both Saturday the 22nd and Sunday the 23rd. The episodes are slated to begin at 11 p.m. Eastern, immediately following the coverage of games from the second round of the 2025 Men's March Madness College Basketball Tournament. Why didn't they just, like, not air it?
Because they want to promote AEW, so they're going to just sort of like, hey, we're going to pump it up with tournament action. I don't expect any of them to start at 11.
No. 11 is estimated time. It could be earlier. It could be later.
It's always going to be later. Basketball runs late. Basketball runs late.
Especially March Madness.
March Madness games run late. They do too many commercials and a lot of timeouts late. It'll be probably 11:10, 11:15. So Yeah.
Ding. Mike Bailey is All Elite, so congratulations to him.
He made his debut last night on Dynamite. We've been talking about Collision. Yeah, he made his debut on Dynamite.
Don't pull me now.
And he's going to face Orange Cassidy and two other opponents next week to get a shot at Kenny Omega's championship.
Why is this man not going by his real name? He should go by his real name. That is an epic real name.
What's the real name?
Emile Charles Balageron Labarge.
No one's going to pronounce that name.
I know.
So...
I don't even think I said the first last name right. I'm pretty sure I didn't.
That's not a name you use for wrestling. I'm just gonna say that.
Emile Labarge?
Yeah, you know, it's a terrible wrestling name.
Charles Labarge?
It's not something you do.
It rolls off the tongue. Charles Labarge. Rolls off the tongue. I'm just saying, it's an epic name. Like, that's you don't see names like that every day. Like, that's an impressive name. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
His parents knew what was up. CLD.
Anyway, let's go to break.
Anyway, let's go to break. So when we come back, we're going to be talking all about 2K25. We're going to get Rock's thoughts on the game, what he liked, what he didn't like, and everything else in between. So you're listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTR live? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. It's the easiest way to help support us for free. Every Sunday night, the evolution continues with Wrestle Talk Radio, giving you all the latest happenings in sports entertainment. With the intern, the producer, the original Tim Stein, and sometimes, a K-Sheet. It's WTR Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Mountain, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network. This just into the CB Radio news desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio news desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know that you can use support a creator code ROCKSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop. Hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
This is the undisputed future of WWE, Seth Rollins, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Time is but a construct, I never wait. Sticks and stones are thrown, I never break. Game is the
up my silence for weakness and denials. But I'm still right here. I'm still right here.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out at YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you have a Prime Gaming sub available, where you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down at the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. Or you can subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out, chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, I'm going to pass the baton to Rock and he's going to take over because we're going to talk all about WWE 2K25, Rock's review of the game.
Yeah, so once again, thanks to our friends over 2K and to help provide access to the video game like they do every year. Speaking of which, WWE 2K25 is going to be available this Friday in less than 90 minutes from this airing of the show worldwide for PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X and S, Xbox One, along with PC via Steam. And if you've had it for the last week like I have, it's been because of early access with the Bloodline Edition or the Dead Man Edition, but the regular base game is available worldwide. No more pre-order needed right now. Basically, when if you listen to the podcast version of it, it's available right now. It'll be available in 90 minutes, so if you're staying up late, go play WWE 2K25. For the live audience watching tonight, we're showing a bunch of entrances on our Twitch feed at twitch.tv/WTLive that you've been seeing all night. A variety of WWE superstars, men and women, that are in the game, which is over 300 when it's all said and done. It's got to be the largest roster they've ever put together because it's men, women, current day, people from NXT, Raw, and SmackDown, plus legends, and a variety of other characters that we've been talking about for the last few weeks. So tonight we're going to break it down and kind of dive deep into the game. And the other day we showcased some gameplay and Lindsay was able to see some of the gameplay and we're going to talk about it. First things first, we judge this right off the bat every year. The hair. We've seen a lot of improvement over the years with the hair and the hair physics at WWE 2K25. And they've taken another step this year with the hair. It flows a little bit better, wouldn't you say?
It definitely moves a lot better. Like, I think you can tell that was a priority for them. Like, I think the character builds overall were very much a priority just in how they functioned and how they moved. But the hair in particular has always been a pain point because, like, in terms of the modeling, they do full body scans of people. So while it is still an effort to model them, they're not doing it like hand sculpting like they used to. They have the full body scan so they can just sort of input it in and then adjust as they need to. But the hair, man, hair has always been a pain point. Like, it's always been difficult. Even on the superstars, cause like, We just won't talk about the creator wrestler hair from the past because it was not pleasant. But I mean, even on the modeled superstars, it just, when they were doing the entrance, it looked great, right? Like, cause it's not having to be in this interactive environment. It's kind of like a pre-shot video. So they can just walk out and the hair looks good and everything looks fine. But then they get in the ring, they start moving and the hair's just, oh, it's all over the place. With this, they did a lot of improvements on the physics of it. And while it moves in chunks, it's less noticeable than what it has been in the past. And it retains the texture and it retains everything else. And it looks like the movement of it and the physics of it are such that it flows much better. Like, I wouldn't say it moves like real hair, but they've gotten it a lot closer.
Yeah, the physics of it definitely improved with it. Yeah, for sure.
But that's not all they improved. They added some really subtle features too, like in terms of when they're in the matches, you see bruising and, like, I don't want to say wounds, but injuries turning up on people as they're in matches, which is really, really, really cool. Like, the fact that they went to that level of detail just to make it that much more realistic is a nice touch, because we see that in wrestling where people get marked up, they get bruised, they get cuts, they get whatever as they're working the matches. So, like, you just add that touch of realism to the matches as it's going through. And that's also to complement the fact that they've made efforts on like just the physical modeling. The facial structures are better. They're filling them out better just in terms of like the base models that they're using when they put the superstar skin over it. Like the face models, especially, they're rounder. The skin that they create using the scans fits better. And there's a lot to it where even like the skin texture, the sweat texture, like just all the textures that they're using, there's been a huge improvement overall just in that visually, which I very much appreciate because, you know, in terms of viewing the games, it's like sometimes they look really good. And that was always kind of like my pet peeve with the game was they would do the entrance and they would look really good in the entrance, right? Because it's a video. So they could do whatever they wanted and they didn't necessarily have to worry about it. But like when you would actually get them in the ring, it wouldn't look as good or it wouldn't perform as good, or it just took you out of it for a moment. With this, you can tell that they've made big steps and big improvements on that.
They have. And you mentioned the bruising. That was the biggest surprise of it, where it's like, I wasn't expecting them to put it in the game. And then when it's there, it's like, holy crap. That's something I would have thought of, like, hey, we need this in the game, but it's in the game. So that, well done. And they've worked on the faces too. They've modeled them a little bit better. It's like smoother. You can see little details in the face. And the girls' faces are more like a little bit more worked on. Because sometimes they're a little bit like puffy and rounded. There's a lot more definition in them now, which is good.
Yeah, which is very good. Because I think, again, they're limited in what they can really do. And that's always sort of been the complaint is, well, so-and-so doesn't look like so-and-so, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because they were limited in how the game in the past has been done in terms of just the technology and how they could put things together. And obviously, every year in the gaming industry, the technology gets better. And yeah, we're seeing that every year in this game is that the technology just gets a little bit better every time, and they take that and they're implementing that and they're adjusting that as they go. And because what's nice for them is they have that base of this game set, right? They did yeah. that way back when they took this over in 2020.
When they've had it, but when they've taken over, yeah, it was like the 2K20 was the game that kind of didn't sit well with the audience. And they had
21 was the one.
The 22, because there was no 21. There was no 21. It went right to 22, I think. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. So when they took it over in 22 and they just rebuilt it from the ground up, we said it. I remember saying it in the review then that people were like, well, it's kind of basic. And it's like, well, yeah, that's the point. This is the base. And they're going to take this now. They built something really solid, really good. It functions well. And they're going to be able to build on this. And that's exactly what they're doing in terms of the franchises, because they have that really solid base with the game. They can continue to add to it and grow it year after year and just improve on it without compromising the integrity of the base of the game.
Yeah. So that's the general graphics. Now, when it comes to graphics, it also comes with entrances. We've talked a little bit about the entrances. Another change in the entrances is they've added like two different types of cameras for the entrance. There's a spectate cam where you get the really wide shot like WWE likes to do, and also the third person entrance camera where you get to just control the camera and you can spin it around and see different perspectives of your character walking to the ring. Again, not something you think about, right? But it's a nice change to have in the game where it's like, huh, I didn't think we needed this. But now that we got it, it's really cool.
That is for the content creators. You know, that's exactly what that's for.
Yeah,
I'm not complaining.
No. And it's not also for the content creators. It's also what WWE does now. Because every WWE entrance right now, like, they do unique camera work. Because a lot of the camera work these days, WWE starts to shoot them from behind. And now you're able to do it yourself.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. So I like those two new additions to that. Sticking with the entrance and sort of like crowd things. When you do the yeet taunt, the crowd mm-hmm. yeets.
Nice.
Like a couple months ago, IGN put out like the first version of Jay's entrance where they weren't yeeting. And now his entrance, he comes to the crowd and they yeet. But if you do the taunt in the ring, they yeet. Also, they do the one.
They won't hold up your finger.
They won't hold up your finger. They do the acknowledge your tribal chief one as well, which is really cool. There's probably others, but these are the couple that I've taken notice of. Hey, they kind of do that. So that was pretty cool. Another cool thing is that
they gave the crowd an interactive quality, which is nice.
Yes, it's a nice quality of life change. There's new backstage areas, which include the warehouse and the NXT parking lot.
I think that's so cool.
So it's cool. It's cool because it also fits into the story mode because there's a couple scenarios that take you into those locations, especially the parking lot. There's a quest line that takes you into the NXT parking lot. So it's like, huh, that's why they include it. So it's like, I like when they add, hey, we're doing this in a cutscene type thing. We're in the story mode. Let's give it to be a full-time thing. I like that. They've added a new pin and submission system. It's not at all, it's a more timing based rather than a button mash. You can still button mash if you want to. But it's now a timing mechanism, which I'm enjoying right now. I didn't flip back to the button mashing because I hate it. There's something about button mashing which is cool, but at the same time, it's like, my timing's pretty good. So like, I'm gonna stick with this. Chain wrestling's a little, just okay. I think it still needs some fine tuning because they just brought that back. It's okay. I like the change to the mini game for the Money in the Bank. Instead of having to move a ball into a hole a few times, you have to do a combination of buttons for each step on timing, which is a better mechanic, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I like that sort of stuff. So those are like the minor gameplay things they've changed because the gameplay itself is pretty solid. They didn't change many moves because it's pretty much the same. They've probably fine-tuned them. That's a lot of what you hear from the people is fine-tuning. But they've done a good job of keeping it simple and everything works. And so it's about, okay, we got the gameplay down. We've added a few moves. Then we're going to add some prime moves when Penta and Julia and Stephanie get in the game. So we get more moves at it. But for the baseline, everyone's moves are pretty much the same. Little tweaks and animations, etc. But it's all pretty much the same. So that's general gameplay and graphics and kind of very, very straightforward. Now we got to get to the modes. There's the My Faction mode, which really hasn't changed that much. It's still your card base, buy packs, open them, and then play through the modes. And you have the world tour, you have the weekly towers, and you can build up your team. And it's cool. A lot of people don't like that. You're going to get a lot of people locked behind it when they add some like updated tires and stuff that you have to probably spend or grind to get the packs, that sort of thing. But that's their system. It's how the games make money. And we're going to talk about it when we talk about the island, because that also is going to cost you some money if you want to buy all the attires, if you don't just like accumulate all the virtual coin you can by playing the game.
Hey, 2K, Brainwave, what do you think about gotcha? Huh?
No. No, no.
What? It could be fun. A gacha system. It could be fun.
No, they don't need a gacha system. They don't need that. This system is plenty. This, to explain it in Fortnite terms, virtual coin is their V-Bucks.
I know that.
I'm talking for other people, not just you. I'm talking for the people out there. It's their version of V-Bucks or Robux or whatever. It's that. There are people out there who you know, kids who buy Robux and spend them all in 2 minutes. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yes,
please
spend responsibly. Yeah, you wouldn't know anything about that at all.
My nieces and nephews who do not spend their Robux in 2 seconds. Nope, don't know anything about that at all. But I digress. So that's My Faction. It's pretty much the same game mode, tweaks and stuff. My GM has changed a bit. The one word they used a lot in interviews is fine-tuning and sort of improving the game in some manners. One, when you're drafting, the full roster is now available. Instead of it's like, hey, here's a select bunch. Not everyone's going to be eligible to be drafted. Everyone's available to be drafted that you set up for the draft. So that's a big step. You get more money because they want you to have a larger roster this go around because you're going to need a larger roster, because like we mentioned, there's 200-300 people in this game, so you're gonna have to do it, and you need more people, because spoiler alert, in my GM, people get mad fast.
Oh, do they?
Like, we played GM battles last game where, you know, people go, hey, after 8-9 weeks of, you know, being treated poorly by the general manager, they're going to hold you up for 100K, right?
Mm-hmm.
This happens like in 2 or 3 weeks now.
Oh, wow.
That quick. If they're not happy right off the bat, they're going to hold you up for money. And it's like, huh, I don't want to pay you 100K up front, because guess what? You're not going to have 100K up front. It's especially when you're buying 15 to 18 wrestlers off the draft. Your money is limited. People are going to leave early and often. So making them happy is a good thing. So a lot of strategy and injuries. Before it was 3-4 weeks people would get injured. They go up to 8-9 weeks now. That's half a season. That's not
good.
That's
a lot.
It's a lot of time. You get more money, you get $4 million as the high point of the thing. There are more general managers in the mode now. There's Punk, Sean, there's Mr. Fuji, there's Miss Elizabeth, Sherry Martel, Armando Alejandro Estrada is in the game as a general manager. There's the NXT Mutiny brand, which we'll talk about in a bit, why they're there, but that's also an additional brand because it came from the story mode in there. So there's that. There's the option of getting trophies to win or winning by fans. This one is a clear play to the content creators known as Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed, and Tyler Breeze, who do their GM mode, Battle of the Brands, on Up, Up, Down, Down. Who they have the argument of trophies versus fans, and they play to fans, but it would always show trophies as the winner. So this is a play. This is a play to them, 100%. That you have to win by fans. So that was geared to them. Also, they do.
Well,
what they...
it would also be geared to you and Brent, because as I recall, you would argue over that as well.
Yes, but we ended up playing as it played out. But I'm saying they've argued about it for 3 years now about fan versus trophies. So they were hurt. They also do a timer system. They play for 5 minutes per booking. There's now a timer when you play with your friends locally or online. Oh. When you do it online, you can set a timer like 5, 10, 15 minutes is I think is the highest, and it starts right away. So when you're reading your emails, there's a timer going. And if you're playing against people online, the timer's running at the same time for everybody. So if you run over time, run out of time, there you can set a bar to the percentage of fans you could lose that week, up to 100%.
Wow.
So whatever fans you would have gained that week, you could lose them all if you do not book in time. So if you set it to like 6-7 minutes and you're booking things, you run out of time, you could lose fans. Something to play with.
And that's important.
Right. They add a couple more match types to the game. Again, strategy is key. They have now, before the pay-per-view, the PLE was the big deal where you build all your matches to. Now you're building to the go-home show to end your feuds or attempt to end your feuds because the PLE is now a multi-brand PLE. You get to put one match of your own and the rest feature members from the other brands in the match. So it could be a tag match featuring four people from all different brands, or if you're doing three, so it's two versus one and one. It could be a four-way, it could be a Money in the Bank. There's a Money in the Bank one, and if your player wins the Money in the Bank, you get a power card for $100,000 that you get instantly when you play the card. So if you're low on money, you need $100,000 quick, and Money in the Bank is one of the PLEs that come up for you on that randomly, then that plays into your favor. So that is neat. We mentioned morale is key, very important, because talent can also get suspended by Triple H randomly at any time because they say the talent did something and they're suspended for 3 weeks and you can't do anything about it.
Can we talk about this, Hunter? No.
And okay. then you have the option of firing them when they get back to.
Oh, we getting serious now.
Yeah. So GM mode, lots of fun. They had a nice updated version of it.
Brent?
That's on Brent. If he has time, we can run it once. It's up to him.
Brent, you know what? Honestly, I miss GM nights. I miss that. That was a nice, like, I would go to dinner, I would come home, and you guys would be streaming, and I could just sit here and listen to you guys and, like, do whatever. And it was a fun little time. Like, Brent, get your stuff fixed. Bring it back.
There you go.
Please.
So that's the GMO. There's also showcase. So that which is their, you know, hey, let's look at a person or a group in this case and their history. And they used to use something called slingshot technology where it went from gameplay to like real life footage and then back into the game. Now it's just all animated. So like famous moments, they're animated now. You hear the audio from the past mixed in, because there's like, for example, it was New Day versus Usos in the Hell in a Cell. So you remember when he got locked up in the cage with the Singapore canes trapping him in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You hear the screams in there, and you also hear him arguing about trying to get out of it too. You hear that audio. There's a lot of audio that plays in the background real audio along with the animated version of the moment. So that's cool. I like the slingshot technology stuff. I thought it was cool, but I can see why they did this. I'll say this right off the bat. Paul Heyman is the greatest storyteller in wrestling history. He just should just be a storyteller in general. You give him a script, he reads it. His inflection, tremendous. He's the storyteller of the entire Bloodline story. He talks everybody, talks everyone up in it. It is great.
Can we just get Heyman to do it every year?
It would be awesome if he did. He puts over everybody, right? That's the whole deal. He's putting over everyone. And then you get to Seth Rollins, and he refuses to put the feud over. He, like, everything's just straight for a camera, and then this one, he's looking to the side of a different camera. It's like, I ain't doing this. We're not doing the shtick on this one. I'll talk about it, but we're not doing the shtick. Type it up. We're gonna.
Kifabe is alive and well in Paul.
It really is. So he put him over, but he didn't put him like sell it. Like he like this is it. Like because you have to redo that. You redo that match where it ended in a draw. This so you make sure Roman wins this one.
Oh, okay, all right. I see how it is.
Yeah, because there's a lot. There's so a couple. A little... So it's revisit, redo, and then fantasy. Are the three style of matches in this showcase, this go around.
I like the what if scenarios.
Yeah, the fantasies, yeah.
Like, I like that. That's always interesting to me, like, what if this had happened instead of this, and where would we have gone? And it's always nice to, you know, play hindsight.
So they revisit a couple of that in the series. So I like that. That was cool. The one I hated was the Money in the Bank one, because there's a quest, which one, I like that there's a timer for things, but the timers can be a little bit longer, especially when you're setting it up for 30 seconds and you're both on the ground to start. And the damage has to be done specifically in 30 seconds on the outside, and it takes 5 to 7 seconds for your characters to get up to begin with. And there's 6 of them also that could get, 4 others that could get in there. So, that was the one I did not like. Is you have to do damage to Natalya on the outside. I said, well, it could have been about a minute. Give me a minute to like do it, because I'm stuck on that one. Because you have to play all through everything to unlock it all, to lock all the people. I won the match, but I did not get that challenge. So I still have to go back and accomplish that to get more characters unlocked. Because it's the one little hiccup I've had so far with it. It's my only negative about the showcase. Everything else is good. Paul Heyman's excellent. Matches they chose, everything. It was fun. Nice use of the legends. So we got a lot more different legends. We got Monica, Rosie, Jamal, Alpha, and Sika. It was great use of all the legends. So I really liked the showcase. Okay. Now let's talk about My Rise.
Okay.
Which is their storyline mode. It's where you use your creative wrestler, or wrestlers in this case, to play through. The angle, the story, you become... For those listening, spoilers, but here's how the story starts. You are a free agent. You get 3 options. You could be a former, there's one that was like, you're an indie talent, you are from a rival promotion, or you're an MMA star, and you pick one. So off the bat, there are different story arcs. If you choose them, it changes how, like, what your character does, and the goal behind this story mode is they want you to replay it a few times, because you have to replay it to unlock everybody that you possibly can. So they make sure it's a replayability one. So that's a positive. I'll get to the negative in a second, but the story is, the way I did it is, I am a person from a rival promotion who was signed. And I become the number one draft pick on Monday Night Raw. And then NXT starts a mutiny that same night, becomes NXT Mutiny, which is why there's a brand in GM about a GM mode where it's NXT Mutiny. So that's there. It's also why CM Punk is in it, but that's a later spoiler, because he becomes a part of it. So your character gets, then you have something, you start there, and then you have to branch off and, hey, this is my type of personality. And there's like 3 different types of personalities. Bold is one of them. Comedic is another one. And there was one other one that I can't remember off the top of my head. You could be an MMA star who's comedic, or you could be bold and brash, but be from a rival promotion. And that also, so those are replayable arcs, because the dialogue and little scenarios will be a little bit different on the side stuff to get you to probably the same endpoint. And then you bring in your second character. So you're the male character and also have a female character. So the female character comes involved in the story. And then you have the option of playing both characters along the way. And then there's a part in the story, which I'm not going to spoil, but there comes a point where you have to make a decision whether you want finish off the story as the male or finish off the story as the female, because it will be two sides of the story.
Okay.
So that adds replayability, because I finished it as the male side. So now I got to go back and do the whole story again to see how it plays out from the female side.
Let's go. It plays out from the female side.
So there's two different stories there. The negative part, the story itself felt short. Hmm. Because you have to play it multiple times. I see why it's shorter than it is in the past, hours-wise, for the base story. It could have been a little bit long. But again, last season, especially last season, had two big, long, drawn-out story arcs. One for the men, one for the women. So you ran through a long one for men, long one for the women. This is one condensed story that, again, has multiple story arcs that I have to go back and play and everything like that. But it felt like the main story could have been a little bit longer, but the story that was told was really good. I like the idea and use of everything involved in the NXT Mutiny storyline, including there's a point where you're not playing as your character. Either one of them. You're playing as WWE superstars.
Oh, that's fun.
Because there's a point in the arc where you have to be them a couple times. I shared with Lindsay and Brent a couple of those pictures where you have to become the superstars.
I was confused.
She was very confused. There's a point where there's a new Shield led by Seth Rollins, because you're playing as Seth Rollins and he recruits a couple of people to be the Shield. There's also a scenario where you play as Becky, and you're trying to get Bayley to come back to your side of thing. And so they both try to play mind games with each other. Becky plays the part of Bayley and dresses up as Bayley a couple different times, including the old Bayley outfit. Bayley dresses up in Becky's Irish outfit, doing the jig and everything. So there is that, which is fun. And they add it into the story of it, where the Troy guy tells you, hey, you can now pick out your own outfit of what you want to wear in the cutscenes, basically. You can choose your cutscene outfit, your casual attire. So you're not wearing something very generic that they give you. In most scenes, it's what you design. So that is a nice step in character design. Speaking of character design, let's talk about the creation suite really quick. It's pretty much the same. You tweak everything. There's some bugs that they're working out with it, but most of the hair is pretty much the same. They've added a couple new ones. But all
is the texturing better?
It's pretty much the same. They've done a little bit of tweaking of it, but it's pretty much the same. Graphically, it's pretty much the same from previous games. But the lighting's better, so they look a little bit more realistic. It's improving. Okay. It's improving. But like the same like pants and like from the creation standpoint, everything's pretty much the same, like the face modeling and everything like that you're able to do. Nothing of like systematically has changed. They've added a few items, but everything's pretty much the same. A lot of the newer stuff, like so the island looks cool. You can play people online and you play computer on there, and you can unlock things through the island. But there's a lot of shops on the island where you could buy different things on the island that you can also use for your character creation. And this is where it gets pricey. This is where the V-Bucks type scenario comes in, where it's like 18,000 virtual coin, which is like 15,000 for $5, where you earn it by playing the game. But going off of that price, it's 18,000 for a pair of Nikes or Jordans, which when you compare it to Fortnite, it's the same price paying V-Bucks for a pair of kicks to put on your character. It's all, everything is one. Everything is, so there's that. I understand it. I don't fault them. If you want Nikes or some different hairstyles or whatever, you have to pay, you know, your virtual coin, which you can use virtual coin in my faction or on the island and everything like that. You can buy it if you want, or not. That's up to the person, player. It is a decision they want to make. And guess what? It supports the game, keeps the game flowing. There's nothing negative I could say about it. It's gaming in 2025. We all get it. It's what's out there. It is what it is. We've grown. Microtransactions are the name of the game. I do it with Fortnite. Lindsay does it with Genshin Impact and the gacha stuff. It's all out there. It just, everything costs money for extra, which it is. It is what it is. It's fine. I feel like the island will evolve over time. That is only available on the next gen systems. It's not on PC for the first go of it. And this is the building from the ground up. It's something new. They're trying. And it took a lot for the NBA franchise when they did their version of the island stuff. it took them a couple of seasons of the game to get it to PC as well. They gotta make sure it works, and then they can build upon it and bring it and port it over. So it takes a while. Okay, so that's all really the positive stuff. I want to talk about the crit arena. This mode needs a little love, guys. You gotta show it a little love. Everything is pretty. They've added a couple little different things. They added another stage or something here and there, but it needs love and care and attention. Mainly, it needs to feel like you can make what's on TV in the game. It's missing like the LED boards around ringside. It's missing, you can't even use the new set in it. And it's basically a lot of the same parts that we've had. There hasn't been really any new inclusion of stuff. Sans like a stage here or an update there or another set there. But it hasn't really like gotten like the attention it needs. It needs more stuff. It should be an experience where you can like build what you want. Like within the limitations. But if you want to build a lighting rig, you should be able to piece together a lighting rig on the stage and kind of figure it out where you build your own lights out and like build your own set. That would be cool. We got something like that. I don't think we'll ever get to that point because it's not that style of game, but imagine if it was.
It would be cool.
It would be cool if we could just build, like, you can build out your own set pieces. Like, give us, not everything has to be like one big piece, as it were. Like, give me little pieces, like build your own Titantron or little, you know, sidewall or whatever, just little pieces that you can maybe think about the WrestleMania set, build your own WrestleMania set, give me all the letters and I can shape them in different ways and like add different, just give me letters that you can make your own content with, you know what I mean, instead of it just having to be the logo you put plaster on a video wall, make it like you can build the letter or have generic like WrestleMania just A through Z and you can write whatever you want as your stage. That would be cool. Also, another thing it needs, give me like the arenas that are in the game. If there's a new SmackDown set, give me the new SmackDown set, the new Raw set, the new NXT set. Give me those type of options. Give me the new pay-per-view sets. Because as little as they are, you don't even get a chance to build those type of arenas because you don't get those sets. Give me those sets, like for those video walls. Just give me them and let me do stuff with that. Give me the arenas that are in the game. Like there's the new Raw 97 arena where it's like, give me that building. Give me, the venues that are in the Japan one or the Mexico one that have been in previous, like the showcase mode. Give me them. Give me the MyGM arenas for ECW or WCW. Just give me stuff like that. Give me not even them. It was like, it's the high school or the concert arena. Give me those stages that you can build your own in. Let me build. Like have me those spaces. Would be even cooler. Give me Madison Square Garden.
Oh, that'd be cool.
You guys have it in NBA 2K. You have some different arenas. Give me Madison Square Garden. Give me the Sky Dome in Toronto. Give me Wembley Stadium. Give me the old ECW arena. Give me the Inuit Dome that Raw was in. Give me like iconic venues to build in. That would be cool. Just give me the bigger stadium. Like there's a couple of outdoor stadiums, but it's the generic version. Give me like the newer ones that we're seeing in the game because there's a couple new ones that they put in. Like let me have them. Let me build in them. It would revitalize the mode because it feels like it's not getting enough attention. But because you could be really creative with it. Give me more videos to use as well. Like generic videos for creative entrance and the arena. So it's like you can have different options. They gave more videos this year of like character videos. It's great, but I'm not building a Candice LeRae or Indy Hartwell arena. I want colors. Give me just generic colors and stuff like that that I can use to build things out. That's where I think the game needs some love. But overall, the game's fun. They knocked it out of the park with GM mode, the story for the most part, showcase was really cool, gameplay is fun, and it's like you can do a lot of things with it. Overall, great game, go out and buy it. It's available now when you're all listening to this. It's available now. We're in 50 minutes when you're listening live. Go out and buy the game, play the game. It's WWE 2K25, available for PlayStation 5, 4, Xbox Series X and S, the Xbox One, and PC. Go out and get the game. it's a must buy from me. We are going to do some stuff, cool stuff with it for WrestleMania season. We're going to play through the matches. And if we can convince Brent, maybe we'll do some GM mode stuff at some point down the line and kind of
do it
and go through that. But yeah, the game is fun. The shout out to the 2K and their partners for allowing access to the game, early access to the game, so we can delve into this game a little bit, play it, and give you this review. So shout out to them because they hook us up every year and we appreciate it very, very much.
Yes. Thank y'all. You guys are awesome.
But that's the review.
So we're done.
We are officially done. Again, go out, buy WWE 2K25 available now.
Ding. So you got stuff to plug, so plug away.
Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's another edition of CB Radio. Sunday, it's Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. They're doing a tier list. For 40 years of WrestleMania, they're going to rank every single WrestleMania. 1 through 40.
Wow.
5 stars to 1 stars.
Mm.
Those are the categories. Live this Sunday, 10 p.m. Eastern. Scheduling note for the next 3 weeks, the Raw Post Show moves to the Rack. Live Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be reviewing Monday Night Raw in our discussion portion of the show. Because Monday Night Raw is airing at 3 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Eastern and then 3 p.m. Eastern the next 3 weeks because they're overseas. So for the next 3 weeks, Raw reviews will be here live Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Rack. Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms where you get a podcast and search the Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network chat. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. Some work to shop by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use credit card Rocket Sock or
Lynn's in Ward
in the Fortnite item shop for Epic Game Store. Why?
Because we are hashtag Epic Partners. You can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LNSWD. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@Lynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and doing all the things, you can head over to Matt's channel, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, and go like and subscribe and tell him we said hi because he does amazing work. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to Rock right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye.
I may not brag about what I can do, but I tell you the man in the mirror is immortal. Bet they gon' do what I tell them to do. They want me dead, but my schedule's full. Don't need the armor when stepping to you. My skin smooth, but impenetrable. Learn your lesson. I live my life like an urban legend. PSA, I hope you heard the message. I don't forgive after your confession. Gather your children with tales of all of my victories. I know what hurts to tell it. I'm 1 million.
WildTalkRadio.com.